Hi, good morning, my friend. Today is the 17th of August, year 2018, and we are here at the Sacpo International Meditation Center in Hawaii, America. So today is our first day of the Body-Mind Purification Retreat. Actually, we don't have enough time to go in detail because we almost lost half a day already. So I just give you very brief instruction so you can follow that, okay? And this is a very scientific way of practice based on not only the modern scientific information, but we based on the Buddhist philosophy from our original teacher, Sakyamuni Buddha. Very simple, and especially very, very important. Doesn't matter any Buddha from the past before Sakyamuni Buddha. We have to base on the universal law. And this is million of years that law already manifest in this universe. So that is a basic one we have to learn and we have to follow. So what we need to do today right now, first, we need to take the laxative. Okay, doesn't matter you have a number 2 this morning or not. Okay, if you have, that's good. If you don't have the number 2 this morning yet, that means you have something wrong because you still eat yesterday. So every day is supposed to have a first bowel movement around 5 a.m. to lay it before 7 a.m. So you're supposed to have the first number 2 this morning. So if anyone did not have, or if you already had the number 2 this morning, you still need to take the laxative. And the laxative, you see the cup, alright? The cup, it hang outside. Okay, it had a level and it is a measure cup. So make sure you use that one to pour the laxative in the container out to that level and pour it in your cup. Alright, don't take that one and drink it. Just measure that and pour it in your cup and you drink it right away completely with the laxative. And next, you will drink one more cup, okay, of the alkalized water. And after that, you fill up with another cup of drinking water. So that's what you need to do right now. Alright? And then after that, we will come back here and then we'll explain to you the procedure, what we need to do next, and why we need to do that. Alright? Any have any other question? You get it, right? Alright, so that is the first thing we need to do. Now, everyone have a name tag. And you have a number on that, so I don't know what's your name, but from now on, you remember your number on the name tag. And we will base on that with your information on the information sheet in the health form, and we will prepare the food, prepare the medicine for you based on that one. And also, your bottle, your cup have a number, so make sure you use, you rinse, you wash carefully clean so you have a good one to use for the next time or for the next day, because of the weather here is not so cold, so the bacteria easy to grow, the fungus easy to ferment it, so that's why, okay, we try to clean it and keep for your own, okay, so we don't mix between one person to the other one. Alright, so for your good. Alright, so now you can stand up, go to the last table and take first the laxative, next the alkali water, and lastly the drinking water. When you hear the single sound of the bell, that means, okay, the Buddha call you. Why the Buddha call you? The Buddha call you because you not practice noble silence. Alright, so whenever you hear the sound of the bell, that means the Buddha call you to come back to yourself. And observe your natural respiration, the breathing in and out, be your own boss and be your own work. Okay? So, that is how the bell sounds when you hear only one. All right, so what we just did, we used the juice first, the laxative, next that is the alkali, and next is the drinking water to help to facilitate the elimination of waste product in our body, as well as to reset the balance, the ratio of element in our body. Because most of the time, we eat incorrectly. We use too much the solid food, and we don't know how to use the liquid food, okay? We just think we drink, and we drink too fast. So that's why we have a lot of deposit in our intestine, especially the large intestine. Even though with people have a more severe than that, they back up to the stomach. That's why the reflux is number one medication best-selling in America for the last 10 years. Right? So you got the problem up here, reflux. And if it passed the stomach, okay, we have all the problem with the gallbladder, the liver, the pancreas. And especially number one cancer in America right now, the colon cancer, because we have too much waste product accumulated in our large intestine. And also connect to the large intestine, that's the lung. That is the lung. So that's why lung cancer is number one compared to the large intestine or the colon cancer, and that is the one to kill a lot of not only American but the Westerner, because we consume too much and we don't know how to use it correctly, so it creates a lot of problems. Not only the blood have a high sugar level, have a high cholesterol level, have a high lipid and bad cholesterol level, but finally we had a waste product accumulated too much. That's why we had the lung cancer and the colon cancer. So using all the liquid, the laxative, to help to facilitate our elimination of the first very important dirty root, that is the digestive system, especially the end of that is the elimination system. And slowly, lecture by lecture and day by day, we will learn deeper how to correct that one and what we need to do, especially in the first 3 days. Alright? So now we are more to the time of noontime, the time for the main meal in our daily life. And most of us, okay, don't do it correctly. Alright? If we learn how to do it correctly, we can prevent a lot of problems, not only for the body, can prevent the problem for the mind. So that means the illness of the body or the illness of the mind. And then also, we can help to preserve our environment and our universe. We don't have to have a lot of catastrophic disaster. Like recently, we had a lot of problems because if we don't know how to take good care of ourselves, we polluted ourselves and we make the environment be polluted too. So basically, what we need to apply here, as you know, everything in this universe be controlled by the universal law. Alright? From the manifestation of every phenomenon in this universe be controlled by the universal law. And the universal law, it have a many different aspects, and we will learn that later on slowly. But now we just take one aspect of that. Symmetrical. Okay? We have a many axis, but one of the most important axis, that is the vertical axis. Noontime and midnight. Alright? Noontime and midnight. So, you see, that's why in our human body, the frame bone structure, most of our organ have to symmetrical through the spine. Right? You see out there, the leaf, the flower, even the each petal It's symmetrical through the midline. And the universe, our planet, doesn't matter it rotates in what way, it still had to go through this main axis, you know, first. Okay? So that's why when we know this law, okay, we continue to apply in our life in many different aspects. The first aspect in the universal law, the law of attraction, light attract light. At noontime, doesn't matter during the summertime or the winter time. Doesn't matter the day you can see the sun out there or the day with the very dark thickness cloud. At that time, the sun still on the top of your head. Okay? And at that time, the higher energy in the universe at the place where we reside, the present moment, doesn't matter you are in the North America or you in the South America, you're in Asia, but at noontime, that is the time where the sun on the top of your head and very the higher energy, the brightest light, and the strongest universal energy, the most powerful energy. So, if you nourish, or if you, what we use to call, we eat, right? But we eat, we use to use that in very low level, okay? We think we just eat the solid food, but actually that's not. Whatever we nourish for the body, okay? The mind, the environment at that time, we will get the best energy in the food, in the ring, in the environment, in the universe to support us. Okay, so that you need to keep in mind. The main meal in our daily life has to be at the noontime. Yes, so doesn't matter what kind of food you have. Definitely if you have the best food, the nutritional food, okay, the organic food, yes, it's much better. But in case you cannot afford that, you can have whatever in your hand. But if you know how to use correctly at that time, you will get the best out of that. That's why you see 100,000 and million people walk on the way of enlightenment, want to become the saint, the enlightened one. They had to be the arm round. They had to go there, out there, to ask people to give them the food. They have no choice, right? No selection. But if they know how to use it, they can be the enlightened one. They can be liberated 100%. But if you don't know how to apply that, you have very plenty of nutritious food, you have organic food, you still get sick, you still have a lot of problems. So that is the first thing you need to keep in mind. Secondly, again, symmetrical, the white axis, the most important axis. So if we nourish our body and mind at this time, it will help to reset the balance state. Alright, it will help to reset our balance state in our body and mind, and it will help to reset our balance state between us, like the human being, with the planet, with the universe. Okay, so we live in harmony way. So that is second thing we need to keep in mind. Most of us now, we don't eat our main meal at this time. Too late, okay? Too late, so that's why okay, we're out the balance. Thirdly, if you look at the diagram, you see at this time window, this interval, two major organ systems in our body have to cooperate together to work at the maximum level. Why is that? The brain, representative for the headquarters in our body, right? And we call that the mind, the invisible, the higher energy, and the invisible energy. And the heart, that is the headquarters of the respiratory and the circulation system, right? That is the system to deliver all the nutrition, the oxygen, the protective level, everything for us. And it also collect all the waste product, all the negative energy, the bad energy back, okay, to clean up and to get rid of that. So at that time interval, the two major organ systems had to combine together to work. So if we nourish we eat or we provide the nutrition at that time, it will help to support both major organ systems working properly in harmoniously way. So that's why you see how the Buddhist philosophy, they used to say wisdom and compassion, it had to go together. We see that is two different aspects, but it's not. Alright? Wisdom, loving kindness, and compassion, that is one. If you have the real wisdom, you should have the loving kindness and compassion. If you have loving kindness and compassion, you have to have the real wisdom, not only the mundane knowledge. And if we represent this in the universal form, why is that? Again, at this window, it time interval, the light, the sunlight, that is represent for the universal energy. Wherever the light comes, the darkness will disappear. And usually we think that it's two different aspects, but actually it's one. Brightness and darkness is one. Whenever the light show up, the darkness disappears. The more light we have, the less darkness we have. So the same thing, whenever the light come, the energy, the heat will come. Doesn't matter what kind of light. The stronger the light, the stronger the energy, the higher the temperature, the higher the heat. When we have the light come, the positive energy will come, the heat will come, the temperature will rise, and it will open up, it will facilitate faster, it will expand. But whenever the light up, the darkness will appear, right? The coldness will come along, the negative energy will show up, or it will slow down, shrink down, and then it continue to hold on, and that's why it creates a lot of negative effect, negative consequence with that. So that's why at the level of very deep, very fine thing about the universal energy, it still combines wisdom and loving kindness, and that's why the Buddhist philosophy, we usually say, okay, wisdom with the loving kindness and compassion. And why we used to use the simple light of light on the altar, the light to present for the wisdom. Whenever we have the wisdom, we have a loving kindness and compassion. And why we based on the middle way. The middle way, that's this light, right? If we nourish our body every day, if we act in our life, okay, at the same way, always harmoniously, always symmetrical, that means always balanced. So balance, that is middle way, right? When we out the balance, we call that a sickness. We call that a fluctuation. We call that a abnormal. But whenever we bring back the state of balance, that is no problem, no sickness, no illness, no fluctuation, and that also the middle way. Because when it comes in the middle, it no longer fluctuates. But whenever it go out to the extremity, okay, it make it fluctuate like you see the balance, right? So if we have both side it balance, so the fault it will go in the center. But if one side is heavy than the other side, so and then okay, the balance it out the balance, so it fluctuates. So the same thing in our body and our mind, between ourselves to the community, to the universe, if we know that principle. So when we nourish our body and mind every day, this is the first thing we need to keep in mind. So that's just the very cross level outside. But it's much more important, right? It's much more important internally. As you know, whenever we bring anything from outside to nourish our body and mind, it has to go through it here. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, mouth. Alright? So, in this way, the Buddha already taught us how to eat in mindfulness. That means when we have the food, we have to appreciate, we have to pay gratitude to that, because we cannot live without the food, without the drink, without the air, right? We cannot create by ourselves. Many, many different people, many, many different factors, they have to work very long, very hard to create that, okay? So no one, doesn't matter how rich you are, how smart you are, you cannot create things for yourself. So we have to depend on many, many different factors. So that's the first we need to think about the mutual relationship of everything in the universe. We have to pay gratitude to that. We have to respect to that. And the less we have, the more gratitude we have. But nowadays, the more we have, the less gratitude we have. We try to disrespect that. We try to waste that a lot. So that's why, okay, we are losing of this energy. And whenever we disrespect to whatever around us, the food, the drink, the air, that means it gets from outside to help the support inside. Alright? And how about the clothes, the chair, the carpet, the car, the one to help you, okay, to live with a comfort life. We still don't respect it much, especially in America. We are so abused of that. When we feel hungry, we can grab more than we can eat. When we eat a little bit and we don't like it, or we feel up already, and now we throw away. We don't know that the one we throw away and the one inside totally exactly the same thing, and it have a connection. So when you disrespect the outside, the inside will disrespect your body. So if you not treat the outside good, the inside will treat your body no good. So the same thing when we're thirsty. We had a whole bunch of water and we just take a few sips and we forgot about it somewhere. Forgetting it. That's what happened other time. So if you not disrespect, but if you're not mindful, you just forgot it somewhere. The same thing when you took the water in your body. Your mind don't follow that one. Don't instruct that one and the water go everywhere. It not go to the destination where it need. It go to the wrong way. So that's what happened in our daily life. We're not really mindful. We're not really respect because we think that it's not important, not related to our body, our mind at all. And then the clothes. When you have a dirty clothes or the nasty clothes you don't want to wear, you have to wash it, you have to iron it, you have to fold it, or you have to hang it so it's straight, it looks nice and neat, right? And smell good. But after you wear it, did you treat it the same like before that? Or you throw it in the basket, right? You don't treat it before and after the same thing. So that's why we need to learn all of that one. And the more we think about that, the more we practice, the more you will see how we appreciate everything in life. And if we appreciate, we pay gratitude to that. That means we treat ourselves, okay, for your own goodness. And then next to that, if we know how to eat correctly, we have to eat through our eyes, to our nose, to our tongue, before we really chew, before we really swallow. Because all that have deeper. And most of us now today, because we eat so fast, because we eat so unmindful, because we have a lot of artificial flavor, we have a lot of chemical, so that's why we create a false image, false information to our headquarter. What happens if you put through your mouth too fast? It cannot collect information enough. You see? What happens if you give on the additive, on the artificial flavor in the food we have now today? Okay, so we trick our own receptor and our own nervous system. So that's why we have all four information. So, and then finally, when we use the food we put in our mouth, in our tongue, we chew. Again, we don't chew it slowly, carefully, mindfully. So all information in the food not get all to our headquarters. And usually the amount get into our body much more than the amount sent to the headquarters. Okay? So as the consequence, the headquarters send out the signal down to the organ and the system below that. Less than the real amount need to be there to receive and process under the food or the ring we bring it in. So that's why we had a problem. See? And then when that happened, whatever left over, what we call the waste product, right? The byproduct, it accumulated more than whatever the body received on the headquarters. So that's why the elimination still less than the real waste product have in our body. So that's why day by day it accumulated. Okay. So we had to learn how to eat slowly, mindfully, appreciation with whole gratitude. Right? At this time, it will help us to correct the problem. Okay, to change the behavior, change the metabolism, change all the imbalance in our body. So that slowly we will learn how to do that. But basically, that is something we need to keep in mind. So now it is the time for us to get ready for the lunch in mindfulness. So go and draft your yellow juice bottle. Everyone have it with you. And make sure you shake, make it well, okay? Look like in the old time, when the Buddha and the Sangha go to arm round, whatever they take in the bowl, they have to mix it, right? So that means it could work harmonically, okay? It have no discrimination. All right, for the first 15 minutes, you can chew it slowly, carefully. But now, we usually think we chew when we had the solid food only, okay? Now we have to learn how to chew with the liquid food. And your bottle much thicker than my bottle, okay? You see my bottle clear, right? Your bottle is not clear. Your bottle had the whole bottle in there, but my bottle is clear. So you have to learn how to chew it, okay? But before we doing that, what we need to do? Whenever you want to nourish your body and mind, okay, remember body and mind, you have to follow this step. First, you need to sit down on the floor, on the chair, okay? Down on the floor, the best position, we will learn about that. If you cannot sit on the floor, you can sit on the chair, but important one, you have to sit symmetrically, head, neck, and spine straight upright. And your balance, okay, your body has to balance symmetrically through the spine. And when you're doing that, your body will be balanced and it will relax. If it's not balanced, okay, that is you continue to nourish the unbalance. You continue to nourish the stress, okay, you still continue to nourish the inharmony. So now, first thing we need to do is sit down comfortably, naturally, upright, and balance your shoulder. Come back to your breathing, because your respiration, oxygen, is the main nutrition to help us to survive. Alright, not the food or the ring. Oxygen, environment, the energy around us, we suck it in every single second, every single breath. So after you're breathing in and out, three full relaxed breath, right? Now you bring the food in front of you. The Buddha taught us how to eat in mindfulness. Eating in such a way we can notice both body and mind, the community and the environment. And my friend, when you hear the sound of the bell, just bring your lunch bottle in front of you with gratitude so you can practice the contemplation. This food is a gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, numerous living being, and much hard loving world. May we eat in mindfulness and with gratitude so deserve to receive it. May we recognize and transform our unwholesome mental formation. Be manifest in the way of eating so fast, unmindful, and like this food or don't like the other taste in our food. We take this food to nourish and heal our body, mind, reduce the suffering of our body and the Mother Earth, protect our Mother Earth, and revert the process of human pollution, sickness, and environmental pollution. We also take this food to build up a happy family, strong society, and the idea of self-being. Now, you open the cup and take the first three small sips. The first one, we vow not to do the unwholesome activity. The second one, we vow to do all the good things. The third one, we vow to continually purify our mind. May all beings always have something to nourish the body and mind with the environment and the universe. May all beings soon have a right view so it can be liberated from sickness, illness, birth and death cycle. May all beings share our happiness or practice body-mind purification retreat in this monastery meditation center. May this merit of our practice be shared to all living beings so they can know how to live in harmonious way, peace and happiness. Alright, once in a while, remember to close the lid tightly and shake it well to make it completely. And then when you open the lid mindfully, and you remember, normally we eat the solid food. What we nourish? We nourish our physical body only. Okay? Because the physical body is the one you can see, you can touch. So that's why you eat a solid food with the real energy, carbohydrate, protein, and fat. That means the raw material with the high energy. That's just how to nourish your physical body. But how about the mind? The mind is invisible form. You cannot use the visible physical energy to nourish that. See? So which one is more important? Our body or our mind? Our mind is more important because this is the boss. See? But usually we don't think this is the boss. We think everything manifests. Anything we do on our physical body. So that's why we have thinking wrong. So our mind is the boss. And our mind is an invisible form. It needs invisible energy. So what is the invisible energy? We must use the contemplation, right? Gratitude, appreciation. We must use the invisible, like the color, the flavor, the taste, the energy. So if you don't know how to take out the invisible energy in the food, we just nourish the body only. That's just the worker, that's the slaver. Okay, that's not the boss. That's why we are losing our power my power, the controlling power. So now we have to try to eat slowly, mindfully, so it can get out not only the raw energy, you have to get out the very fine, the finite energy in that. And that is much more important, and most of us missing that in our daily life. Alright? So, when you put in your mouth, slowly, if you not get used to, just put a small sip around 1 teaspoon maximum. Alright? For the first day, it's not really sour, it's not really bitter yet. But the next day, okay, whatever you like in your daily life, you don't have it here in the next 3 days. Alright? On the other hand, whatever you don't like, sour, bitter, astringent, okay, you will see it and you have to eat it. Okay? That's how it helps you to balance and reset your imbalanced state. So, put the small sip on your tongue and leave it there for 3 seconds. And slowly you switch around your mouth. You chew slowly, gently for about 40 to 50 times. And then leave another 3 seconds before you swallow. Okay? Look at my bottle clear. Alright? Minimum 50 times. Chewing here not only to mass the food into the smaller particle. Alright? If that is the only function we put in the blender, 5 minutes or 1 minute, we done, right? But chewing it have a much more different activity and much more important thing. One of that, okay, it have enough time for all the nutrition, all the flavor, all the taste, touch on our receptor, the taste bud on your tongue. So it can collect all information sent to the headquarters correctly and enough. Secondly, it will stimulate on the hormone, the digestive system, the enzyme, whatever. Okay? According to the signal you already sent to the headquarters, and the headquarters had to send out the information, the order. Okay? So if you give the information to the headquarters incorrectly or not enough, the headquarter will send out the order to the organal system, the hormone, okay, not correct, not enough. So that's why, okay, we cannot digest all the food we ingest in. That's why we need 3 seconds at the beginning. And after that, we squeeze around gently, slowly, mindfully. And then after that, we leave it there another 3 seconds. The first 3 seconds, so they get the baseline information. And after you interact, the saliva, the enzyme, whatever, and the biochemical reaction start to occur. So the last 3 seconds, so that's when they could compare with the baseline to see, oh, I do it correctly or not. The information I send to the headquarters enough or not. The information, the order from the headquarters send down to the internal organ, the system, the enzyme system, is correct or not. Are you working with each other mutually correctly or not? Right? So if it's incorrect from one bite to the other bite, one sip to the other sip, slowly it will help you to correct it. Because definitely at the first few days, you cannot do it 100% correct. You just chew a few times and then you might think, oh, I forgot to do something at home. You think about your friend, your husband, your work environment, whatever, because our mind usually have our habit just wandering all around, right? So when that happens, we are lost information at that moment. From one sip to the other, it will help to take the information and to replay for whatever we were missing and that. And then slowly, it will help to correct it. Right? So, for the first 15 minutes, you should doing that. Even though you eat less, but the information you have fully correct. And then you will be fine after that. But if the first 15 minutes, you try to put it in a lot quick Right? And the information get in the headquarters wrong, it's not enough. So from that, it mess up. Right? So try slowly, peacefully, and mindfully, and just doing that. And again, for the first day, you don't feel anything nasty yet. Alright, but from the second day on, whatever you love, you don't have it. Alright, but whatever you love, you don't have. Whatever you don't like it, you will touch to that, and you need to that to help you to reset your imbalanced state. Especially sour flavor, that is what we usually use for the first day. So in the afternoon, if you get used to this one, and you can have a second bottle a little bit later on, and you see the flavor different. Even though this morning, I make you see the same, but I will add on something. Because why? Again, universal law. Everything changing all the time, impermanent. But we usually use that term and we apply that law in the wrong way. So that's why the problem from the past keep carry on to the present moment and just keep carry on to the future. If we learn and we apply that, we can change, we can modify, we can refresh, renew at every single moment. Okay, we become the new at that present moment, the body and the mind. Okay? So you have about 30 minutes to use up your lunch bottle. And this afternoon you will have another bottle. So another thing, if you not get used to, you feel some flavor you don't like it and you want to refresh it, after 3 or 4 sips, you can have the blank one. That means you just use your saliva. Okay, you chew a few times and then slowly your saliva will be secreted. And then you just swallow your saliva. Or you can use the drinking water. Put a sip of drinking water, plain juice, okay. And again, you just chew a few times and it will help to stimulate your saliva, the body fluid and the enzyme system coming out. So it clear all the duct in our face muscle in all the roots in the hormone level up here, alright? So when we're doing that, the internal fluid will flow. So it helps to clear all the obstruction, all the stagnant, all the blockage. And also, it will help to regenerate, right? The new one, the fresh one. So try to chew as much as you can. But gently, I don't want you to bite so hard so your muscle will be cramping. But first you switch around gently and then you chew slowly, gently. And for the first 10-15 minutes, a little bit slow. After that, you can do quicker, right? And you can have a sip with the volume more than 5 ml, about 7, about 10, something like that. Okay? Alright, so that's what we need to practice for this lunch time.